Salt is the magic ingredient that helps us to transform our world. It is needed by the human body to keep functioning, several kilograms of it a year. It helps our machinery of nerves, muscles, and tendons to operate, which is why our history and present are infused with it. There are three ways to make salt. Evaporate it from the sea, dig rock salt out of the ground, or extract it from the ground in the form of brine. Brine is a saline solution that is more than 30% salt, compared to 3% for seawater. Solution mining is the main way we get salt these days, using pressurised hoses rather than drills or dynamite. Iron is what enables us to do things through the creation of tools, construction materials, transport, and of course weapons. Iron and steel constitute nearly all the metals in the world. Steel is an alloy of iron and carbon. If you live in a developed economy, you have roughly 15 tons of steel in your life. Cars, homes, hospitals and schools on which you rely, and so on. Iron is everywhere, including our red blood cells and the planet's core, and is the second most abundant metal in the Earth's crust at 5%. Aluminium is 8%. Possibly the most obscure steel is called low background steel, which is so uncontaminated with radionuclides, a type of nuclear energy, that it is essential for sensitive equipment like Geiger counters and some medical devices. The only way of finding it is through sources that date back to before 1954, when the first nuclear tests took place. Old sunken battleships are a popular source. Steel is easily recycled, so eventually we might not need to mine any more. If the mills that recycle it were run on renewable energy, this really would be green steel. Copper is civilization's nervous system, the circuitry and cables we never see but couldn't function without. Electrical currents begin in copper and is transported in copper to devices whose veins are lined with copper, but it is mostly hidden behind wire sheathing or inside inaccessible infrastructure. The first copper age led to bronze and brass, and the second to electricity. Between 2020 and 2050, the share of our primary energy coming from electricity is forecast to rise from 20% to 50%, making it the backbone of almost everything. The average car contains about a mile of copper wire, and electric vehicles need 3 to 4 times that. Oil is pumped from the ground, and in doing so breaks a geological cycle that goes back over 100 million years. Oil and gas are both useful and destructive. Oil is sometimes called the everything thing, because its derivatives play a disproportionate role in our lives. Plastics, fertilisers, packaging, clothes, pharmaceuticals. Even a tomato is the fruit of fossil fuels, grown in a greenhouse using fertilisers and natural gas heating. Polyethylene, often called polythene, is the most widely used plastic in the world. But if we do eventually escape from our reliance on oil, this black gold will be replaced by a powdery white gold, lithium.